right, let's talk about the race in Virginia between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. As those two men jockey to become the next governor of the Commonwealth. Let's go to RNC co-chairman Bob Baduchek, who joins us this morning. And Bob, good morning.
Hey, Vince, Mary, it's great to be on. When I lived in Northern Virginia, I was a loyal listener on those morning commutes.
Well, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I want to ask you about what's going on in Virginia, because the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, is set for a rally tonight with Ralph Northam at the Richmond Convention Center. Does Obama's return to politics in this Virginia race get you worried at all?
Well, you know, I find the whole thing fascinating because for 8 years, Barack Obama did nothing other than focus on his political agenda while the Democratic National Committee literally withered and nearly died on the vine. And now to try to come in and sort of transfer his personal popularity onto the lieutenant governor, I just don't see how that really helps him out that much.
It is amazing to watch this race because it's one of the few races happening this year, how much national attention is being placed on it. One of the big things that we've seen in this week is a new polling that is very favorable to Ed Gillespie. Monmouth University is showing that he is now ahead of his opponent, Ralph Northam, 48-47. What do you make of the polling data and the direction in which it's trending?
Well, look, I lived in Northern Virginia for about 8 years, and what you see in these midterms elections are that the polls sometimes get it wrong because of the way they sample Democrats in the mix. You know, how many Democrats you put in, how many Republicans, how many independents has a big factor, because what you're trying to do is mirror the poll to the turnout. But what traditionally always happens, I mean, Ed almost won that Senate race and came out of nowhere on that for most people. And so what you see, though, now is this race is tightening. And you know, any poll that has this thing in a 4 or 5 point race, I think, is to Ed Gillespie's advantage, because we've got a fantastic turnout machine in Virginia. The RNC has over 80 staffers out there. I think it's 85 exactly, and they've knocked on well over a million doors the last month or two. And so when you get these tight races like this, ground game matters. We have it. The Democrats have nothing. And I think it's going to win this one.
Oh, one of the other numbers that comes out of this poll is that 41% of Virginia residents believe that Gillespie can handle crime better than Northam. Only 24% believe that Northam can deal with the crime. What do you attribute that to? Is that because of this ad that is running that's gotten a lot of attention about MS-13?
Yeah, it's a big factor. I mean, the Democrats have this insane policy notion here on sanctuary cities and immigration, and it's just not logical. And I think it's symptomatic of their focus on identity politics, but I don't want to get too far into that. The bottom line on this is people expect to be safe in their homes and in their neighborhoods, and you've got to have somebody that's going to stand up on these issues, and Northam just isn't going to do it. I mean, he's just not going to do it at all. And so that's a big factor, particularly in Northern Virginia.
How important, I've wondered, you know, as I've watched the Ed Gillespie campaign develop, the addition of the MS-13 storyline came, you know, pretty well after the primary, after Corey Stewart had made a big deal out of it himself. And I wonder to what extent that the RNC had influence on Ed Gillespie taking that tact, and how much you're helping him in developing his message as he speaks to Virginians through your data and other things.
Well, look, we share resources and data, but let's be clear on this. Ed's running on the issues that he believes in are important for Virginia. And that's an important thing on this. I mean, I've known Ed a long time, and he's a proud son of the Commonwealth, and he is focused on what needs to happen to improve and strengthen the economy, make it safer in Virginia. So this is a Virginia campaign. There's some people that are trying to make this a national race because it has, you know, national interest on it. But that's not the case. This has been from the beginning a Virginia race run by Ed Gillespie and his team, and I think it's going to stay that way all the way to the end.
Well, the whole country is definitely paying attention. The fact that we're talking to you about it suggests that there's a lot of national interest. I want to comment on that. You mentioned the ground game. What does it look like in terms of firepower? What is the DNC bringing, and what is the RNC bringing to this?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you look at the last quarter, we finished the RNC finished with $45 million cash on hand. The Democrats finished with $6 million cash on hand and $4 million in debt. I mean, that's just an insane ratio. And, you know, they just don't have the money or the infrastructure to put together an operation like what we have. And because of that, I think Northam's campaign is seriously hurt by it. I mean, there's a civil war going on in the Democratic Party, and nobody in the national media is talking about it. And you know what? That's fine. But the fact of the matter is, they have a hard time getting their act together. You saw how divisive that primary was for the Democrats in Virginia. And look, I think all of that gives advantages to Ed Gillespie. I think he's a great candidate and a great campaigner, and I believe he's going to win.
Sounds like you're supporting him. Thanks, Bob Buducek.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. And for stopping by, please do it again soon.
Thank you both. Take care.
7:23 now on WMAL.